Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I know you're busy scrolling through your feeds, but trust me, taking a few minutes to listen to this could be a total game changer. Today, we're diving into something that trips up more of us than we like to admit. Perfectionism and self-criticism. Ever feel like you're constantly falling short? Like there's some invisible bar you just can't reach? You know that feeling when you look at someone else's highlight reel online and think, why can't I be like that? Well, friend, you are enough, just the way you are. And learning to ditch those toxic perfectionism thoughts is a journey worth taking. Now, I'm not saying becoming a slacker is the answer. We all want to do our best and strive for growth, right? But when that striving turns into an obsession with being flawless, it can backfire big time. That inner critic starts whispering doubts, making you afraid to take risks, and ultimately holding you back from truly living your life. So how do we overcome this perfectionism trap? I've got 5 key takeaways for you that might just blow your mind. First off, reframe failure. Seriously, think of it as a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. Every mistake is an opportunity to learn and grow. Remember, even the most successful people out there have stumbled along the way. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." That's what makes him a legend. Second, practice self-compassion. You know those things you tell yourself when you mess up? Yeah, be kinder to yourself than you are to your worst enemy. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Talk to yourself like you mean it. "Hey, I messed up, but that's okay. I'm learning, and I'm still awesome." Third, set realistic expectations. You're not Superman or Wonder Woman. It's okay to say no to things, prioritize what truly matters, and remember that you can't do everything perfectly all the time. Let's be real, trying to juggle a million things at once just leads to burnout and stress. Focus on doing your best with what you have, and celebrate those small wins along the way. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying about being influenced by the company you keep? It's totally true. If you're constantly surrounded by negativity and criticism, it's going to seep into your mindset. Seek out people who uplift you, encourage you, and believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself. Finally, celebrate your achievements. Seriously, give yourself a high five. Every time you accomplish something, no matter how small, take a moment to acknowledge your hard work and celebrate your success. Don't wait for someone else to validate your accomplishments. Recognize your own awesomeness and bask in the glow of your wins. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's brilliant, talented, and driven, but she's also stuck in this cycle of self-criticism. She works hard on a project, puts her heart and soul into it, but then she catches herself comparing it to others' work and finding every little flaw. The result? Sarah ends up feeling discouraged, doubting her abilities, and ultimately not sharing her amazing work with the world. Sound familiar? You're probably thinking, "Yeah, I've been there." But here's the thing, Sarah can break free from this negativity. She just needs to start practicing those 5 key takeaways we talked about. First, she needs to reframe failure as a learning opportunity. Instead of beating herself up for perceived flaws, Sarah can use them as stepping stones to improve her work. Next, she needs to practice self-compassion. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts, Sarah should remind herself that everyone makes mistakes and that she's doing the best she can. By setting realistic expectations, celebrating her achievements, and surrounding herself with supportive people, Sarah can start to shift her mindset and embrace her true potential. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. But don't let perfectionism hold you back. Start practicing self-compassion, celebrate your wins, and never stop striving to become the best version of yourself, even if that means embracing imperfection along the way. So, what's one thing you can start doing today to overcome those perfectionist tendencies? Share it in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with real talk and practical tips for navigating the digital world. Until next time, stay awesome and keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.